Hey everyone!
Hola a todos, this is Stephanie.
And this is Shahida, and welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
No es miércoles, pero for those who follow us on Twitter and on Instagram, you already know that we hit 10K downloads last week.
Wee, little happy dance. Honestly, it like blows our mind to have reached that number. I don't know, I feel like 10K, like... we're like really, really thankful for all the support. And like, siempre, como se los hemos dicho, muchas, muchas gracias por todo el apoyo, like all your kind words and just everything. It just, it honestly means a lot to us.
And we love receiving messages from you all, whether it's a comment or un caso that y'all want to hear about. We love talking to you all, and it's so nice.
Honestly, yeah, it's like we're internet friends. And I don't know, it's really reassuring, to be honest. It's really reassuring that someone out there enjoys what we're putting out, you know? And so in celebration of the 10K downloads, Stephanie and I wanted to share with you all the story as to how Cuento Crimen Podcast came to be.
So when we were roommates, we always wanted to start a podcast.
Yeah, we would always like joke around with our friends and be like, oh yeah, like me and Steph, the bloggers, or like the podcasters, or I mean, those aren't even like the correct phrases, but that's just, you know, it's all jokes. And I remember we even would like vlog on Snapchat, but we never posted anything.
Yeah, those videos were for our own entertainment.
Yeah, I'm sure I still have them there.
Yeah, same. But the idea kind of faded away. We graduated. And, well, we did have another idea, and it focused around life after college. Mm-hmm. But that kind of fell through.
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, we got together to talk about it, like, once, maybe twice. But I don't know. It just, like, we even took notes and everything. But it just, como dijo Stephanie, like, it just didn't, it fell through. So yeah, so like the idea of like this life after college, it, you know, was around like 2018, 2019, like straight out of college. But yeah, like, yeah, it's like, se acabó, you know, everybody kind of like went about their life. And then in 2020, Stephanie me mandó un mensaje like hella randomly. Y me dice, are you still down to do the podcast? And I literally had to like double take. I was like, wait, what? Like, it's a summer day and she's thinking about a podcast?
Yeah. So the idea came to be when, well, we were both true crime fans already. So I knew that. But before COVID, I was commuting a lot to my job. Mm-hmm. And I would listen to true crime a lot. And my mom would always tell me like, oh, cuídate. You know, like, fíjate bien. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to tell my mom, like, mom, I listen to true crime. I know what I'm doing. And then, like, for a quick second, I thought, like, man, why isn't there a true crime podcast in Spanish? And then that was it. I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think, like, we know we could have done that. And then, like, months passed. And then I don't know why I was thinking about it again.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, me and Jahida can do that. And in that moment, I just texted you and just asked. I was like, Jahida, are you still down for a podcast?
You like, felt like that burst of motivation then and there. Yeah, like, this is it.
I just went straight into it. And then, like, you replied and you were like, yeah? are you still down?
I was like, I mean, we took, like, a two-year break. We never started, but we took a two-year break, you know? But hell yeah, I was down. Yeah. I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I didn't know what the idea was. I didn't know where we stood with the idea, but I was like, yes, like, write me down for a podcast.
Yeah, like, I knew Jahida was going to be down because I knew she loved true crime. And she's always been a film media person.
You know, I'm just kidding. I just like to talk. I do, you know.
So I knew it was going to work out. I knew she was going to say yes. And I gave her the pitch.
Yeah, she did. And I was sold. I was like, yeah, I'm on board on this. Obviously, like, I feel like there wasn't anything like it, like a Spanglish true crime. And also, like Stephanie said, like, you know, like my mom also didn't know what I was listening to, or like just true crime in general, because like growing up I used to watch like the shows, I forget the names, but you know, just of like murder cases, mm-hmm. and everything. Even mama nunca sabía. So I was like, yeah, like this is really smart, like, you know, especially like in the Latinx community, like,
yeah. And you know, we love doing the podcast, it's so much fun, but like, mm-hmm. there is a bigger purpose,
yeah,
just sharing these stories and sharing the patterns,
yeah,
and sharing how, you know, a lot of these cases aren't treated very well,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, just
it was just like both things fit perfectly, like our, I guess you can say, like our interest of doing a podcast, but then our podcast kind of serving a purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just, they linked nicely together.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we were like, all right, yeah, let's do it, you know? And so it was on June 29th of 2020, thanks to Snapchat for the memories,
yeah.
that Stephanie came on over and we had our very first.
Funny enough, we do have a little video of that day, kind of saying we're starting. So there we go. We're being vloggers again.
It woke up the spark.
Yeah. But again, it was never posted. It was just for us.
Still just for us. but yeah, I remember like we sat down in my room and we were coming up with names. Like we were just throwing like all different sorts of words that related to true crime. And I guess it was kind of cool because since, you know, we were going to be, or we are Spanglish, like, eran de los dos idiomas, mm-hmm. you know? So it was like more possibilities, more, you know, I guess you can say, quote unquote, uniqueness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we just came up with the name. It just like clicked. It mm-hmm. was Cuento Crimen. You know, like, and I don't know. It was just, I think we kind of even like thought about it at the same time, and we were like Cuento Crimen, because we were looking yeah. at like a list of words of options, and we just,
and just like mix and matching.
Yeah.
And then I think you were the one that were like Cuento Crimen. And I was like,
yes,
Cuento Crimen, dude. Like that's it. That's the one.
That's when we knew.
Oh my God. It sounds so cliche, but it's so true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's just like a little reminder that like when it's kind of like meant to be, it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we did take a long time to actually start it.
Yeah.
And this feels right. It still feels right.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sorry, y'all, but it's because this is like our baby podcast.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then it's like also like the idea of like Spanglish, like, yeah, es para conectar las dos comunidades. But then I also feel like that's who we are. Mm-hmm. Like literally when we're having a conversation, like, se te sale un idioma, se te sale el otro. Like it just blends together.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then I remember like we had no equipment.
Oh yeah, no equipment. We were recording from our phones.
Yeah, and editing on our phone, and it was a disaster. It was hard. Like, can you imagine? For those of you who know about like the editing and stuff, like on a small phone, like it's really hard. And then I remember, like, escuchamos ya cuando estaba terminado, and we kind of just looked at each other and we're like, no.
Yeah. That's when we knew we had to invest in mics.
Yeah. We invested in mics.
And
the theme song, yeah. You know? and then, yeah. It definitely took a while to, like, cook up
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. We had the idea in June mm-hmm. and didn't start until October.
A lot of, like, trial and error.
A lot of research.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to kind of share our story,
mm-hmm.
How we came up with the idea, how we started, and I don't know, as a way to kind of celebrate our 10K downloads,
because yeah.
we're really proud.
We are really proud, because like, imagínate, ese día, like, ¿quién iba a pensar? You know, and it's like, todavía nos falta mucho.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of, you know, growing to do as people, as, you know, just everything in general. And so, yeah. like, it's really exciting to just, like, think about what the future is going to hold for Cuento Crimen.
Yeah. So, yeah, we shared a little bit about Cuento Crimen, a little bit about us, and as a way to celebrate. Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much. Ways to help the podcast grow is to share the episodes we come out with.
Reviews
on Apple Podcast, interacting with us on social media. That's really fun for us.
Yeah, we enjoy it. Like, we always respond to every message. Don't ever be shy. Like, trust us, you'll get a response back.
So thank you so much. Gracias a todos. And we will have our regular episode next Wednesday.
Yay. Thank you all so much once again.
What's up, guys? This is the Unnoticed Podcast
with your host, George,
and your host, Ricardo, where we get straight into pop culture, true crime, conspiracies, and scary stories,
making you feel like you're right in the room with your homies.
And you can find the Unnoticed Podcast on all platforms.
And with that being said,
welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot.
We love you,
even if you love us or not.
Ah. Clown Boys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.